We've been counting down the top 20 Tejano songs of the week, and it's down to the top 5. Countdown, Siempre Contigo by La Dez, hitting number 5 on the top 20 this week. We're sharing a few moments from a very personal conversation with my dear friend and legend in the Tejano music industry, of course, Little Joe of Little Joe y La Familia. Now, Joe, you've always been passionate about being a voice for others. What do you hope comes from everything you've been through, brother?
Yo quisiera ver que la raza would get a lot more involved. All this coronavirus in California, 57.4% of the people that died from the virus, Hispanics, compared to 17% of the whites. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that, but still, never mind what the reason is, it's still a matter of fact that that's happening. So if we're not aware, it's our battle. And that's why about the book, that was my mission with the book. I wanted the new generation, I wanted them to understand where they stand, who they are, and how this came about. All the opportunities that the young people have, somebody paid for them. They're not free.
You are right about that, brother. And we will share more of my conversation with Little Joe coming up, including why he chose this time in his life to write his life story. Coming up. But first, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 4.
Stephanie Montiel moves back up to number 4 this week with Extraño Tu Amor on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Extraño tu amor.
Tejano Gold Countdown with the number 4 Tejano song of the week, Extraño Tu Amor by Stephanie Montiel. Back to the countdown in just a bit, but first, this week's trivia brought to you by the Mavericks en Español album and Mono Mundo Recordings. You can win the Mavericks prize pack this week like Angel Campos did. It includes great merchandise from the Mavericks, like autographed guitar picks. Enter to win online at TejanoGoldCountdown.com. Okay, here's this week's answer to the trivia quiz. Little Joe has always been considered an innovator, a trendsetter, and a marketing genius. One of his very first examples happened in the early 1970s, when the band recorded its last album under its original name. Do you know the original name of the band, the album, and their mega hit? Well, I do. It debuted in either 1970 or 1971. There's no exact date. The album, Que Bruto, signaled the end of the road for Little Joe and the Latin Ears, because soon after that, the name changed to what we know today as Little Joe y La Familia. What mega hit song was on Que Bruto? Well, you know that one. A staple in any La Familia concert. We're talking, of course, about Cartas Marcadas. And by the way, the album Que Bruto went on to win a gold record. That is your Tejano Gold Countdown trivia question of the week. On the way, we'll find out which Tejano artists made the top three on Tejano Gold Countdown and share more from my candid conversation with Little Joe. It's all coming up on this week's Tejano Gold Countdown Top 20.
Tejano Gold.
Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center y Bar.
Mira, una duda. ¿Seltzer en español se dice gaseosa?
Sí, gaseosa está bien.
Gracias.
Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center y Bar.
¿Soy yo otra vez? ¿Y agua con gas?
Sí, sí, también. Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center
y Bar. ¿Y soda?
Mire, señor, llámela soda, agua con gas o como quiera. Lo importante es que Bud Light Seltzer tiene alcohol, es refrescante, deliciosa y sabe a mango.
Me encanta el mango.
Bud Light Seltzer, indudablemente buena. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beers, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.